So while everybody's going on and on about Alec Baldwin and Ilhan Omar's daughter because, well, they're big names. I get it. The folks that everybody should be talking about today are, let's start right here, Sid Rosenberg, Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler, and actor Michael Rappaport. Because what we did yesterday on the day of Passover, I thought was so important for this city. All we hear about is the pro-Palestinians, the pro-Palestinians, the pro-Hamas. You very rarely, if ever, hear about the pro-Israel, pro-Jewish folks. And we decided literally on this radio show yesterday, on the day of Passover, to take this conference right across the street from Columbia University, and we made it happen. And it was big. Every network was there. Lots of folks, fans of this show, showed up there. And I think we got our message across. Doesn't mean anything. There were still 150 arrests later last night. Shafiq is still the president of the university. Nothing changes, but it won't change unless we keep talking. And a guy that keeps talking every day on this station, right after me at 10 o'clock, does an amazing job on Fox News, Fox and Friends every morning. His own great show, One Nation, 9 p.m. on Saturday nights, is my good buddy, Brian Kilmeade. Good Tuesday morning, Brian.
Sid, great job yesterday. You know, it was good to see you guys out there. I guess Elise Stefanik put out a press release, but you guys are actually there calling for the president to resign, right?
100% calling for her to resign and calling for, you know, folks in these cities and these universities to take back their schools. If that means, like Robert Kraft said from the Patriots, stop the Jewish donations. If that means that the police go in there and get a little more physical. I mean, the truth is that this idea was born, Brian, on Sunday. Michael Rappaport, the actor, called me and said, hey, let's go down to Columbia and start roughing up some of these people. He wasn't kidding. That's where the idea was born, but that's the truth, is that we're sick and tired of these people, these animals, being able to do what they want, and people like Mayor Eric Adams going, hey, it's a private university. There's nothing I can do. That's nonsense.
Well, the cops say they got to be invited in unless they hear of a crime going on inside, which they could easily say, you know, I see all these people together and I got a complaint. So all they need is one complaint, they can go in. But if you are a real president, you do what the NYU did yesterday. They got totally out of control, so they called in the NYPD right away. It was way too late. It was hard. These idiots, these professors, locked arms in front of the students, many of which weren't even students. They just were activists who came down there and infiltrated. But uptown, this president just said, okay, it's a little dangerous for Jewish students, so I'm going to say, go to Zoom class. Take all your classes on Zoom. Today, it's hybrid. And she's begging to talk to the protesters. How pathetic is that? I don't want to hear what they have to say. There's right and there's wrong. There's a way to protest. That's not the way to do it. You've taken over campus at a time in which you should be blitzing for finals week, getting ready for graduation, so be it the case. And instead, you decide, this is a movement for me. Take America's ally, the democracy in the Middle East, that we helped birth that nation 70 years ago, and you decide you want to not only be for ceasefire. That has morphed into pro-Palestinian, which has morphed into pro-Hamas. Now we want to eliminate Israel and we want to divest from Israel as a college, or else they're not going to stop their sitting. Excuse me. Pick any college you want. If you don't like where they invest, you don't go. And you don't have to attend. There's plenty of colleges out there. And as Dana Perino brought up last night on The Five with me, she says, if I'm one of these other colleges on the outside of New York City, I'm actually going there recruiting. And I'm saying to the Jewish students, you come up to us. You got a scholarship the first year. And you know, you don't need this. I tell you the truth, I'd be embarrassed if I graduated with Columbia University on my resume. Yep. And I'm telling you right now, Wall Street's not going to hire me. They don't want any of these problems. They don't want people that are going to spit in the face of management and go out for their political views and put that over what the objective should be, whether it's investing or whether it's insurance. I wouldn't want any of these people. And, you know, Ackerman has brought that up, too. It's like all these Ivy League schools giving me their resume. Forget it. Don't even bother.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And then, of course, you've got the President of the United States, that scumbag Joe Biden, complaining yesterday there's not enough empathy for the Palestinians. And then you've got AOC, no surprise here, the leader of the squad, who's out there during Earth Day yesterday. What a waste of time that is. During Earth Day yesterday, at a microphone, actually complimenting these anti-Israel Palestinian scumbags for being peaceful. Is she not watching what's going on?
She's for it. She loves it. The whole squad, Jamal Bowman, loves it. Where is Senator Chuck Schumer? Invisible. The most powerful Jewish American to ever ascend to majority leader of Senate. I mean, you could say it's the most powerful position of any political figure in American history, Jewish American history. He is invisible in the state he represents. He should be out there saying, okay, what Fetterman's doing. Fetterman has no interest in this. He's just trying to do the right thing, of all things. I cannot believe I'm singing his praises. But it's true.
Yep, it is true.
I mean, just doing the right thing. He's like, you know what? Mitt Romney should be president of Harvard. He goes, this woman's got to be fired. What's going on? He takes on activists every day in walking to his office, evidently. People have reporters have told me they harass him and harangue him nonstop. And also, Sid, I give you thorough credit for going down there. I mean, you've already worked 8 hours by the time you're done. Instead of going home or working out, you decide I'm going downtown, and you didn't know what the hell could happen. You're not traveling around with six bodyguards. So, and these people have no values or ethics, and a lot of them aren't even students. They're just to create havoc. I don't think a lot of them even belong in this country. That's my hunch. But I also give Alec Baldwin, guys, watch this video. Whatever you think, Alec Baldwin. This happens to people like me or you, and it could be happening today. These people come up and they harass you. They say, Alec, he goes, say something. You're pro-Palestinian. Say something. Condemn Israel, and I'll leave you alone. Condemn Israel, I'll leave you alone. They put the camera in her face. They keep yelling at him, and he has to call the cops. The guy doesn't respond, so he just wipes the phone out of his hand. I'm telling you, we know about his volcanic temper. But this happens, and what do you want to do in this age of the phone? You can't act like a human being because you're a public figure, but once in a while, you got to act like a human being.
No, I love what Alec Baldwin did, too. I commend him on that. You know, it's like, listen, a lot of people disagree with Michael Rappaport's politics. He hates Trump. He doesn't hate Trump anymore, by the way. He's going to vote for Donald Trump. He still calls him nasty names.
You think so?
I think he will, yes. But I was with Michael Rappaport all day yesterday. I invited Michael there yesterday. Michael got a lot of news, a lot of play yesterday. He loves Israel. He's a great Jewish male. And I'm glad he showed up, much like Alec Baldwin. People don't love him, but he was important yesterday. But I want to bring this to the mayor. I brought him up earlier during this conversation. You know, when they talk about the illegal crisis, he says, hey, nothing I can do. That's your national government. When we talk about, for example, this pro-Palestinian deal, hey, nothing I can do, that is a private university. When we talk about the squatters, he says, well, nothing I can do, it's on the books. When we talk about bail reform, he says, well, nothing I can do, that's on Heastie and Stewart Cousins. So my question to you is, outside of wearing nice suits and holding nonsense press conferences, every major issue the city has seen in the last year and a half, Mayor Eric Adams has the same answer. Basically, there's nothing I can do. Okay, fine. Then go home.
I hear you. I mean, he goes halfway. I love his statement yesterday. You know, I love what he said on Sunday, rather.
Hold on. His statement yesterday. Wait a second. You just gave me credit.
No, not yesterday, Sunday.
Right. You just got some stupid tweet. You just gave me credit for showing up at Columbia University, and I appreciate that. He should have been there. Instead, he's in Miami. How do you go to Miami? It's day one of Passover, one of the most important Jewish holidays of the year, and you've got two universities in New York City under siege. Don't tell me about a stupid tweet he sent out on Sunday. He should have been standing next to me and the rest of those guys yesterday afternoon.
Absolutely. But I would say that he's gone farther than de Blasio. He goes halfway and then he stops. We have the governor out there saying she refuses to call the National Guard, says the right things, but doesn't do what she should be doing. But she goes halfway. As she goes halfway and saying, you know, this anti-Semitism can't stand, but then she doesn't go the rest of the way and pull out the National Guard and demand an end to the sit-in. Because why? Because most of those people are her voters. But I wouldn't care. You just got to do the right thing once in a while. So, You know, Eric Adams, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know he was in Miami.
Yeah, he was in Miami for some climate control. I don't even know what the reason was, but it was some ridiculous convention. You don't leave
Earth
this
Day.
City. Yeah, Earth Day, some Earth Day nonsense, yes.
Yeah, well, I hear you on that. I can't, you know, it's tough for you to say that because he's your, you know, he's a guy you go to dinner with, you know. So that for you to say that, I think it might resonate with him. Call him in Miami.
Just so you know, I don't go to dinner with him anymore. I basically lost it going back about 2 months ago now. I am very, very critical of the mayor. I think he's doing a terrible job. I don't want to hear about de Blasio anymore. That's not a bar that's good enough for me. Well, he's better than de Blasio. That's not good enough for me. He needed to be much better than de Blasio, and he's really not. So the dinners have stopped. The conversations have stopped. He has, in my opinion, a colossal disappointment. And while he's in Miami having a good time, my friend who wants to win the presidency is sitting in a courtroom getting yelled at by some idiot judge.
It was unbelievable yesterday. And what I do is, you should have her on. We have Kupek on all the time, who used to work for William Barr. She's a fantastic attorney, and she was in the overflow room. And, you know, you and I can't, maybe you can go to the overflow room, but I do the radio show. You should probably go there. Yeah. I believe we can get in there. And then she said that she left so aggravated because essentially she says there's no case here. And they said because, you know, they have David Pecker on there because of a subpoena and maybe some type of deal that was cut behind the scenes on some illegal activity might have done unrelated to Donald Trump. But he's there testifying against Trump. They're trying to set up that he had some scheme to win an election. No, they didn't have a scheme. They said him, Michael Cohen, and Donald Trump said, listen, as you win this thing, I'll watch your back should anything pop up. But then they say, well, Donald Trump's going to have a pushback on that, number one. Number two is Michael Cohen's going to be the other witness there, then number three. And the other thing is they talk about different problems that people have, and we've gone over this. To have an NDA is no problem. You and I go into business together. You run for office. We don't like the way the business ended. Hey, Brian, don't come out against me. You work on an NDA with me, whether it's a financial remuneration or we promise not to defame each other. There's nothing illegal. That is standard. Dave McCormick has got a million businesses. He's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. I'm sure he's got a ton of NDAs. When you do major businesses, sometimes they go south. Sometimes people are jealous of you. You got to handle this stuff. I'm just making that up because he's in such high finance. If Jamie Dimon was going to run, I'm sure there's a lot of shareholders that aren't happy with everyone his investments. So when Donald Trump does an NDA with McDougal or Stormy Daniels, it's not a big deal because you say, listen, I got these accusers. I don't even know if they're not telling the truth. I'm just going to do an NDA. Go away. You're trying to get money out of me? Go away. I need this to end. I'm a public figure. So David Pecker evidently engineered some of that stuff with him. So what? Where's the illegal activity? And if you entered it in a personal account instead of a campaign account, that is a misdemeanor and a fine. What about Hillary Clinton? She goes to deal with Mark Elias, pays out of campaign funds to start Crossfire Hurricane, which is the Russian hoax. She pays a fine for that because she used campaign financing to finance a private investigation that ended up hurting our country for the next 3 years and almost destroying the Trump presidency. And she gets fined. And now we're witnessing this president being dragged through the mud on something that happened in 2015 that really an incident took place in 2009. So, or didn't take place. And now in 2024, there is no way this belongs in court.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hard to argue anything you just said. In fact, you just nailed all of it, Brian. That's an excellent job, really excellent job. And bringing up Hillary Clinton, of course, you see the double standard. If it's a Democrat using campaign funds, it's okay. anything Donald Trump does is not okay. Every judge, from Kaplan to Engoron to this scumbag Mershon, they're all no good. But you are great, whether it's right after me, 10 o'clock this morning, or, of course, Fox and Friends and One Nation, 9 p.m. Saturday nights on Fox News. You are the man, Brian Kilmeade. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much. Listen, don't forget to listen to the show right after you, Sid. We had Ian Pryor to break this down, Cash Patel inside the Trump camp, and Will Kane, who's endlessly sexy. Not as sexy as you, but as two handsome men of radio now. Now, Will's got a radio show.
I love Will. Actually, the last time I did Jesse Waters' show, Will Kane was filling in on Fox News. Brian, I love you, man. Willie, you are terrific. Radio, TV, writing books, whatever you do. Thank you so much. And you ready for this? Hey, Brian. Stay within yourself.
Oh, you're the best. You just made my day. You made my day. Spread the word. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Thank you. The great Brian Kilmeade, folks. And he is coming up right after me at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll take a short break. Big 7 o'clock hour about to come your way, including the great Curtis Sliwa coming up next. I'll talk to you shortly.